first of all, like, let's tell the truth. Who run, like, doesn't it, Seth is the one that does all the decisions on the team, right?
Seth honestly tells us what to do every round of S&D.
Dude, come on, man. Please, God. Please.
Guys, you're hearing it from the horse, from three horses' mouths. It's gum. It's gum. Ladies and gentlemen, it is episode 213 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp and Hims. We have a lot of things to discuss. We have my man Pred to my right, back at it again. We have my man Scumper Jumper in the end, and of course, the Shotzi man who just had a video. You guys should go watch it. Is asking Shotzi the deepest thoughts. And I know the point of that was for you to say some faded ass shit, but like if you really focus on what you're trying to say, it's actually very deep. I texted fucking Sellers yesterday. I'm like, yo, I know that this was like supposed to come up as funny, but it was actually kind of deep.
They got me waking up at 9, fucking deep ass question. Homie said, "What's the meaning of life?" I was like, "Damn, that's crazy."
Seth, what is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is all about relationships and connecting and memories.
So yeah, relationships, memories, connecting, and memories.
Making a family.
Making a family.
Making a family. No, I mean, I would just
the
say
the act of making a family is a suitable answer, huh?
What did I say? I actually forgot.
You said making some life, making a family.
You said making babies.
I mean, really, the purpose of life is finding happiness in whatever.
Oh yeah, that's what I said. I said happiness.
Whatever avenue that comes through. You know, that's going to change person to person, but that would probably be my answer. Yeah.
In the science fiction comedy series, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, 42 is considered the answer to the ultimate question of life. The universe and everything has calculated by a supercomputer named a deep thought, essentially is a playful way of saying that the meaning of life is not a concrete answer, but rather a concept that can't be definitively explained.
Man, why are we asking robots about fucking life, man? He don't even know life.
Listen, first of all, do not disrespect AI in the presence of me. We are allies.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Okay,
this
Seth
guy
is
Hector,
an ally
yo, he'll
also
ask that robot anything. And I'm telling you.
What should I eat tonight?
No, I don't ask it that.
No, tell them about what you did. You have, what'd you say? You had the robot say it was. You said it was five geniuses, and they have to like have a conversation about something.
It's called Hive. It was given to me by Nate Shot, who was given to him by Blake Robbins, a fucking genius level entity also. Hive Mind is essentially a highly intelligent entity, highly intelligent virtual entities, which essentially you're telling AI to act as if it is five genius level experts in a certain matter. You give them a problem to solve. They can never solve the problem, but they can always be working towards said problem. And everybody, and the conversation has to happen as a conversation amongst themselves.
Holy shit.
I'm just looking at these two's faces. They're like,
so for example.
Wait, so you just said that it can't solve the equation, but you can only talk?
The purpose.
I'm just looking at you too. Like you're like.
The purpose is to not solve a problem, but discuss it. Always working towards that problem. There's no solution, okay. Right? What you're essentially getting is five genius level people, and I mean that. Obviously, it's fucking AI just giving you their opinions or the way that they would solve a certain problem. And it gives you some pretty good ideas. I was asking stuff on like. I want to create my office at home to be like a cigar room where the airflow is always going in and out, right? I can't, you know, I don't want to smoke no THCA at the house that I acquired legally at the store.
Of course.
Because Jude just hates the smell of that. And obviously
what's
I don't
THCA?
Want. THCA?
Yeah.
It's just like a tweed. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's just too much to go into it.
Dude,
anyway.
I haven't had weed in so long.
Yeah, right.
If I had I swear.
How many weeds have you had? Have you taken?
Dude, so
have
many
you
weeds.
Injected?
So many weeds.
I injected so many weeds
but,
in my lifetime.
Dude, it's been so long. If I were to eat like an edible right now, I would probably tweak.
Well, yeah, I would
like
I would,
super tweak.
I would tweak too. Where I was going with that is like I asked them. I'm like, what? I want to turn this into an airtight, sealed room. And then it gave me an architect. It gave me a HEPA or some shit, like air AC expert, contractor. And then they started having a conversation on how they would do it. They gave me a list of the things to do step by step.
Bro, you know, TJ Halley's brother does HVAC?
Huh?
TJ Halley's brother does HVAC. He was going to come help me out back in the day. Yeah. He's like, yeah, my brother does like air conditioning and shit. I was like, wait, actually. I was like, wait, really? He's like, yeah, yeah, that. Get him help. Probably be back in BO4.
Anyway.
Sorry, I just.
Dude, and what's TJ, crazy man. Is like you have ChatGPT, you have like all the other ones. And you got to, I don't know. It's such a mind-blowing thing to have that I just find myself nonstop using it.
No, it is crazy because one of my friends is like, he's going to get a hair transplant. And you remember that guy, Ads?
To Turkey?
Yeah, to Turkey. And I'm like to him, like, bro, that's pretty big. Like, you have to find, like, a trustworthy, like, place. And, like, he just trusts ChatGPT. Yeah. Whatever that thing says, I'm doing. I'm
yeah.
like, fuck.
Bro, have you ever seen those, like the trips over there,
yeah.
like to Turkey, and they do the hair transplant. Dude, they literally like pick you up in a limo,
yeah,
take
bro,
you to
like
a 5-star hotel.
Yeah, it's good service.
It's like crazy. it's like a full on fucking like spa.
No, it's actually crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I actually wouldn't mind going over there for that shit. Well,
you don't need it.
Not that I need it, but like yeah, it looks cool.
What looks cool? The trip?
Yeah.
No, the trip. Yeah, the trip looks cool.
Why the fuck would you go if you don't need it?
No, I'm saying,
why
like,
you just go on vacation?
In a world where like I needed it, I actually
wouldn't
like
mind
you'd
be chill
it. Yeah, because
yeah.
you know how people like are self-conscious about that shit.
Dude, who the
I'd
fuck?
Be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing this shit.
Yeah.
And now that it's very common.
Yeah, I feel like so many. And like on the flights, there's like
yeah,
there's like so many
like-minded
yeah,
individuals.
People. But yo, this was hilarious. Super Bowl champion Devontae Smith. Possibly hacking in Warzone. You guys got to see this clip. It's
all right.
Hilarious.
Eagles wide receiver and Super Bowl champion. All right, let me see. Go ahead.
This guy is
shit, ripping. I'm going to show you how to do this shit, nigga. Hey,
man. Best Warzone map in the world, by the way.
Well, he's actually ripping.
Well, maybe he cut that a little different.
Yeah.
Oh no!
One just landed on me.
He's got his.
Is he sounding or is he chill?
I fell down, bro. Come back up.
All right, he definitely doesn't have aimbot. Wait,
he said, "Get the fuck!" Yo, he is comedy.
How many kills does he have, man? I can't see.
Yo, he is hilarious.
I actually think he's walling off.
Bro, if he's cheating, it makes it funnier.
Like, why?
Because he's a Super Bowl champion. He just won the Super Bowl. If he came up to act,
yeah, but
like this situation, I ain't even mad at him.
But my thing is, like,
adds comedic value to it.
If he's cheating in video games, wouldn't he do that in, like, the NFL?
No.
Yeah, all right, so one, he definitely can shoot. Obviously, he's got the basics down and
oh,
whatever.
Yeah,
and the walls, though, like, it definitely seemed a little sketch. Unlike my man Leonard Fournette. Unlike my man Ben fucking Simmons, like straight dogs on the sticks.
He might not be cheating. I think
no,
I
walls?
Just I'm saying if he is, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean, from what I saw, he definitely has some notifications on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like he's getting notified somehow that there's people around him.
Dude, it's
that's all I'm saying.
And then his commentary
his
behind
is
it,
the funniest
dude.
Yeah. Shit, man, I'm like that.
He said, "What just landed on me, bro?" Unless he's fucking sound EQ.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Has audio.
Nah, you could probably hear that. Like
yeah.
Top Command Center,
yeah,
you
like
could probably
parachute?
Hear someone landing
parachute?
In right there.
Actually, yeah, that is true.
I haven't played Warzone in a while, but I feel like you could hear people when they were coming in.
No, yeah, whenever they parachute, yeah.
But that shit's hilarious,
man.
Dude. Fucking Devontae, man, slim. Reaper.
He scored a TD that game, right?
Yeah, he scored the dagger.
Yeah, that was the
that's when they were up like 20. I think they're up 24-0, and then he caught like a 40-yard dime.
Damn.
On our side. Did our you side see of that?
Well, you at the game, huh?
Yeah, right in front of us. It was crazy.
Okay, can you run it and play it again? Play it again.
Let's Cooper DeGene pick it, six was like right in front of us.
Benefit of the doubt. I was going Super Bowl crazy. Champion. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I was going crazy.
All right, here we go. All right, waiting. That's normal. Wait,
the
wait,
pre-fire.
Wait. He's a pre-fire.
He's got 100 bullets.
That guy came around that door and fucking
he's like, he's got to be out now. Like, he definitely doesn't have aimbot, but.
No, this is comedy.
Wait.
I don't
this
know.
This right
man.
Here.
What?
Yeah, that one right here was a little sus, right?
Yeah, that was sus. That was like, he's keen.
This one right here where the guy falls behind him.
Hey, watch his landing on me. He might be mauling. Wait, go back a little bit.
Yeah, go.
He like centers
up.
He sent it through the wall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look.
He sent it through the wall. Look.
Yo, he might be walling. That is fucking hilarious. He centers up. Yo, one just landed on me.
He had enough. He actually had enough.
Oh, all right. Man. First of all, congratulations on the Super Bowl win. But secondly, I want everybody in the comment section to let us know what they believe. Are you?
There's no way, right?
Also, if you're, go ahead.
I just feel like there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
But maybe he's been playing and just getting farmed by cheaters. And one day he said, fuck it. Shit.
I don't
can't
know.
Can't beat him, join him?
Yeah, literally.
Personally, watching the clips, he definitely could be. But I don't think he is. There's
nah,
just,
I don't think he is.
That's what I think. I just think there's no way like he's actually cheating.
I think,
I think it looks like he's cheating, but I don't think he's cheating.
Yeah, nah.
There's just no
way. Oh, that's sus right here. I mean, unless there's a red dot. I didn't see no red dot.
Oh, he loves pre-firing.
Nah, someone in the,
yo, he just lets it rip.
Yeah, he's keen. He's simply, that one is
because, like, the way I look at it is, like, this is, like, their, especially, like, sport professionals. Like,
yeah.
This is only.
Their pastime?
Yeah, this is, like, their fun.
Yeah, but think about it, bro. Like, he maybe tried to have fun for, like, so many times, and he just got cheated on. Like, people just cheating against him. And one day, he probably woke up and said, fuck this shit. But I don't think he's cheating.
Yo, Devontae, you're the man.
Yeah, I really hope you're not cheating.
Go fucking birds.
Go birds.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, see, this is why, like, go back. Like, listen, Jake right here, Eagles wide receiver and Super Bowl champion Devonta Smith has the gaming world in shambles as he posted one Warzone clip and people think he's cheating. Man, you know what's fucked up? Is that this is the problem with the state of Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something looks sus, you're automatically cheating, and there's no. I mean, people are just gonna think the worst. I'm thinking the worst right now.
I'm just thinking about that absolute 40-yard, you know, catch.
Is that dime shit?
Yeah. Listen, he's good
that
in my
TD.
Book.
Yeah. All right, Matt. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. We have a pretty cool dude. I don't, Matt. Why did you put that on there?
What?
Yeah.
Wait. What?
This, the Delta plane crashing.
Oh yeah, no, I yo, just, we might have to like
not travel for like a year.
Luckily, the next event's
home.
You know, right here.
Bro, that is fucking crazy.
How
is
many planes? For a total of like 47 in this year alone.
There's been, I think, two commercial. See, if it's not commercial, it doesn't really scare me as much because there are so many non-commercial plane crashes in the US probably every day that you just don't hear about. There's probably so many. Well, not so many, but there's definitely a
more
lot
than,
that you don't hear about. Commercial planes, though,
that's
definitely makes you tweak. I mean, obviously, the American Airlines plane that hit the helicopter at DC. That one, and now this one.
Man, that's scary, bro.
That's two in the past, like, two, 3 weeks? That shit.
Four major aviators that have occurred in 2025.
I saw a video today of someone, like, recording themselves getting out of that plane. Yeah. Bro, unbelievable.
Well, yeah, everyone survived this one, thankfully.
This one right here.
This one here, yeah.
Right here, let me help you.
Oh, my God. Imagine
that. Hey, W fucking.
Yo, they better not help me out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I don't care how.
Look at this.
I'm
the smoke right here. Look at the smoke right here. Ready?
Man.
The smoke right here. What is that? Oh, that's just like the water, I guess, putting out the fire.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, bro.
Nah, but thank God they survived.
I will say, like, you can clearly tell who is a fucking piece of shit passenger because you're supposed to leave everything behind and the amount of people that just had their belongings with them is just fucking insane.
Yeah, I mean this is terrifying. And what scares me the most about this clip is how how well main or how poorly maintained the runway actually looks that they're landing on.
Yeah, that to me does not make any sense, right?
Like that's Toronto Fierce. Like that is a major international airport. Well, and the runway is like
I feel like they just skidded so far that they probably skidded off the runway.
Yeah, this definitely isn't the runway.
Well, no. Yeah. This isn't the runway.
But when they're landing,
there's a different perspective. Yeah, right. Look at this shit.
Yeah, look at that shit, bro.
Bro, I don't know. I hate watching this shit. Oh,
so what exactly was the malfunction? Have they said?
People say it's a wind shear, like on the right side of the plane that makes it like get pushed into the pavement, and then you're just going wherever the plane takes you. You're going.
Fuck, man! Imagine if you didn't have your seatbelt on, bro.
Whoa. Wait, hold on. Whenever it's upside down. So wait, whenever that shit's upside down?
Yeah.
Like right here, watch the right wing.
Flying,
and it gets pushed
down. You can
still
fly.
No. I meant like, so whenever they landed, they're upside down, right? Like,
yeah, they're walking on the ceiling.
Yeah, they're hanging, right?
No, they're walking on the ceiling. Like, they've flipped already. So like, just imagine.
But then, like, let's say you take your seatbelt off. Do you just fall?
Well, no, you can hold yourself up and just like, you know. I mean, if you have skills like me.
I can't envision it for
some. I know what he's saying.
I can't envision it.
I know what he's saying. If you're hanging,
yeah, like you're hanging, right? You're hanging from the ceiling
now. Did they literally just take the seatbelt off and you go, ugh?
Think about it. Like, it's not that. Like, if you stand up, like, you can touch the ceiling of the plane, or I can.
Or I can.
But so, like, if you're flipped over, no, listen, if this is happening, you got to be prepared to run out of your fucking seat.
Oh yeah, you got to get off the plane.
I literally am punching people.
Oh my!
I'm literally punching and pushing people. You are not.
Yes, if I see someone,
if you're
like,
carrying
wait.
Your shit, I'll literally grab it off your hands and throw it. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. So a strong gust of wind.
Oh my god.
As it touched down, so yeah, wind shear.
Jesus.
No deaths, right?
No.
Thank God.
Oh, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I'm scared to fly. I'm like, actually, I've actually got over my fear of flying.
Put us back
just by doing it so much. And it's like, I mean, it's just, there's so many occurrences happening. It's like,
I've flown so much, like fucking longest flights in the world. And
I don't know how you do that.
Because aviation's been so safe for like the past however long.
Yeah.
So it's like, now that this shit's happening, it's like.
But it's mostly in America, bro. That's why it's scary. Like, for me, like, for example, when I flew from Australia here, I was like, I didn't feel that scared because the airline I was flying with, I always fly with Qantas. And for me, they're like,
yeah, Qantas is really
fucking ST. Like, if you Google them, they're number one, like, safety, like, always. So I always feel safe with them. But, bro, when the turbulence, because there's a part from that journey from Australia to America, there's a 45-minute window where it's just turbulence. It's right when you get to Honolulu. And oh my fucking God, this plane is fucking shaking, bro. And I am holding on just thinking about everything that I've been seeing the last fucking 2 weeks.
Dude, I was afraid of flying, like, in the beginning of all this, but I'm just like, I have a routine that allows me to fall asleep sometimes even before we take off. If I'm alone, I'm asleep by the time we take off.
That's a glitch. I wish I could.
I can't really sleep on planes.
Neither. I'm too anxious, bro.
I got routines.
Yeah, it's scary. Scary for sure.
I thought that you would have seen it because I've been sending all of these to Zinni. Like,
oh,
on Instagram.
I see this type of stuff. I mean, it's impossible to miss.
Yeah.
I don't send it to you, but like this one time, it was like my entire feed was crash. And I got scared.
Nah, yeah. If you get on, Twitter at all, you're seeing that.
Yeah. Thankfully, we do have the next.
Yeah.
What's the next event after that? What's Major 3?
Miami. Welcome.
Yo,
to
listen
Miami.
To me. We should go early, and
I'm
we
down.
Should.
You keep saying it. I'm down.
Okay, yeah, you're down. Are you guys down to? Well, you guys aren't gonna go fishing, but I'm telling you, if we go,
I actually want to fish. I swear to God, I want to fish, bro.
Lake Okeechobee.
Because every single bro, I promise you, I was watching fucking fishing on YouTube TV the other day. Random. It was like some deep sea fish.
No, we're going freshwater.
No, obviously we would not go like do that. But I'm
I
want
to go
like,
to the
I've always
what's
wanted
the place
to catch
called
a fish.
In Miami, Everglades.
Yeah, I
no,
did that.
You don't want to go
did
there.
That on Idiots.
It's scary?
Matt, bring up that Idiots.
I mean, it's like the jungle.
Alligators and shit.
Well, you eat alligators?
Spiders.
Huh?
New York.
Have I eaten
an
alligator?
You.
Yeah.
They went to the Everglades?
I've eaten alligator,
yeah,
I've eaten
really?
Frog, snake.
What's the best one out of all those?
When they place that event?
It tastes like fucking swamp. It's not my thing.
I don't think they
no matter how
good.
Much barbecue sauce
you put in. Yeah, what's bass fish, by the way? Like, is that big?
Bass fishing? You know that big fish that I had hanging up here? Were you here?
No.
So Matt's bringing up the Idiots Miami episode, the Everglades one. You'll see it. You'll see it right there. No, Matt, the one with the Everglades.
Are you into the Everglades?
Yeah, fast forward a little bit, man.
Alligator hunting. Holy fuck. That's
yeah, right here.
Damn.
So all this is like, is grass.
All this is grass? And what, you just eat the alligators?
Hold on. let's see the volume, man.
Can they just pop up out of nowhere?
That's the tour?
Bro, wait. Hold up. What are you guys on? Is this real?
It's an airboat.
What do you mean, is this real, bro?
We're flying.
Yeah, so it's like look at this. We're on grass right now.
What?
Yeah.
You guys are on grass.
Yeah. And then on water.
And then back on water.
What is this thing?
Okay. I think it's an airboat, right?
Holy yeah,
it's an
airboat. Fuck. I've never seen that before.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. Pass forward a little bit, Matt, and then turn it up. Okay. Yeah, right here. Leave it. Turn it up right here.
Holy shit. Alligator. What the
is
fuck?
It?
Is that your mating call for the alligator?
I'm going to make the alligator horny.
You can see its boner. It's getting horny.
Listen to this.
Welcome to Idiots. 13-year-old humor. You're welcome.
Which?
Yeah, we're 10. We just turned 10 years old.
This is it. Like, so there's alligators everywhere. We see a bigger one right here. Listen to this. Turn it up.
This is a stupid question, but like, you know how like if you put a fish in like a small fish tank, like they stay the size. Like, if the environment's smaller for the gator, do they stay smaller?
You know, I'm not real sure. I'm just out here. They can get about 10 to 12 feet long. Huh? The biggest they get is about 10 to 12 feet long. In this part of the area.
10 to 12 feet, bro.
But it's funny because you watch like the Louisiana swamp people or whatever, and they have some huge.
Wait, what is the point of the gator shit, though?
Is it true that if you put a baby human inside of a bird cage and only feed it bird seeds, it'll always stay the same size forever? I'm just curious. I don't know if.
Don't be an idiot. You got your hands full with those.
Fucking told you, man. I told you.
Right, I know you did this.
I'll never ask it.
You heard his feelings?
I'll never ask it. Oh, forget it. I'm done. You wonder why I don't say shit on the show. This is why.
That's what I do say shit. It's fucking asinine.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that thing.
Oh.
Well, wait, what are the alligators? They just, like,
that's their habitat, bro.
Yeah, that's the way they live. They don't have a house.
Chat, give me some.
See where they live?
Give me some chat.
Well, they have like armored skin. You're good, Matt.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I love that transition.
This was so poorly edited. I am so mad.
I like the transition, that crunchy sound.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, like, the whole thing's good except for that fucking part. It's on every fucking episode. God. Sometimes.
Did you edit it?
Huh?
You edited it?
No, I should have. Anyway. If you guys are down, we should go do like all the Florida stuff. You know, maybe not the eating of the alligator or that stuff.
I want to catch. 100%.
I like fishing too. I used to fish with my granddad all the time.
Yeah. Well, I have a boat, so we're gonna go fishing as soon as March hits. We can start going.
I'm down.
Let's just get up early. Go.
I'm down to go early to Miami as well.
All right.
Like what, a day or day or two?
Yeah.
Because like what, the event starts Thursday, so we go there on like what,
Tuesday.
Fly in early Tuesday, go out Wednesday?
I would like to fly in Monday, drive to where we need to drive to, and then fish all day.
Flying like Monday night?
Yeah.
Fly in Monday night. We fish have all day Tuesday, Wednesday.
Fish all day Tuesday. Go to Miami for all day Wednesday so that we can eat at the spots that
and
I found.
And then the event starts Thursday.
And then the event starts Thursday in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we get like a nice 7:30 flight Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still stream Monday. We leave.
Oh, God.
Boom.
I like your work ethic. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Optic Halo Scrims for the very first time. I've been actually a bit busy, so I haven't had a chance to watch. Matt, have you?
I watched quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah, how'd it go? Disgusting?
Yeah, it went well. I mean, it was their first day. They played TSM. I'm not sure how good TSM is, but...
TSM?
I think they won like 12-4.
Who the fuck was that? Who is this?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That's my teammate?
That's GG for the comment, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Guys, TikToking.
Guy put on a montage, one set of scrims. Oh, here's a little formal.
I'm pulling.
Overkill.
GG's to the comp. Yo, when you see this shit, you're like, man, that could be me right now.
But yeah, they look good.
That was gross.
Oh, this is Coliseum, bro. Wow, this is such a good map.
They double
shot it. Wow.
Yeah, you seen the new Modan? It's a bomb.
They have that?
Yeah, this is they put bomb in on that map. I don't know what it's called, but I don't know if they're testing
it. I think they are testing it.
I like where you kill somebody, like your logo appears.
No, that's just hard, right?
Damn. Oh, yeah. But yeah, it looked like it went well. First day back.
Bomb landed.
I don't know if they expected to, like, fucking 17-0 them or however many maps there are in Halo, but...
Bro, there's so many maps in Halo.
Yeah, they went, like, 12-4 or some shit. So, it went pretty
16
good.
Maps. Jesus, bro.
That's crazy.
I love watching Halo, dude. I'm, like...
Now, Halo's lit.
The first two Halo events we can't watch because CDL is at the same time. Obviously, COD takes precedent. But after that, the rest of the events, I'm going to be watching all
the
of them.
The fuck? Where'd you get those socks?
Hell yeah.
So comfy?
Yeah, it's cold, bro. Why is it cold, bro?
Yo, it's about to get 17 degrees tonight with the wind chill. Wind chill of negative.
Holy really?
Fuck. Yeah.
Damn.
I had to move my bonsai again.
Yeah, what's the bonsai? Does.
My bonsai. My trees. My miniature trees.
I got to let the dogs out and shit. I go out there in my robe and it is just brick.
Brick, yeah.
Bro, yeah. It's literally so brick. I actually feel bad for my dogs.
You get an innie? You have two innies?
Huh?
You have two innies when you walk out there?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Hey, what's a Banksy painting?
First of all, are you familiar with Banksy?
No.
Banksy is the most famous graffiti street artist in the world. His elusiveness has been a source of mystery and therefore interest. He just stencil painting.
He could literally draw a stick figure and sell it for like $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just him?
He wouldn't, but yes.
Is it him? I've seen this guy. Is that him?
No. No one knows what he looks like.
Actually?
No one. Some people think it's the lead singer of Gorillaz or one of the members of Gorillaz. Some people think it's Bono.
Like, no one knows what he looks like.
I mean, somebody has to know who it is.
Of course.
Because when they send him money.
No. It goes through an agency.
Yeah, so...
No, listen,
Somebody has it all.
Who's that right there? That guy right there?
It's just a collector. Oh, there he is. Yeah. What? He's... yeah.
Wait, so that the painting that he bought right there in the background?
Yeah. $6
That's
million.
Dope. That is fucking dope. $6 million dope? Miss me with that, but...
Wait, what is the... Someone,
imagine not having that in your career.
I can't read art that good. So,
I mean, yeah,
so
it's like fire. But.
So, I mean, I guess the message here is that if a tsunami or if the water ever receded, what you would find at the bottom of the ocean is just hazardous materials, which is why you have the hazmat people, while you have high society just, you know, dancing around because... they are unaware of the harm that we're causing the planet. I don't fucking know. I just made all that shit up. a punk legacy Banksy from the collection of Blink-182's... Oh, Mark Hoppus. Okay. Damn, I would not sell that. A friend of mine has Banksy.
Really? So this guy... Wait, I thought it was graffiti. This is like...
This guy's...
It's
must
like...
Be him,
well,
bro.
It's street art. I mean, this is obviously art, but he's himself a graffiti artist.
Oh, he's a graffiti artist?
Well, a street artist.
Can I see it?
I don't want to disrespect the man in any way. So
that's insane. Well, that's crazy.
Wait, does he have like 6.3 million?
Does he have like a famous?
Right there.
Like,
yes, you've seen that one on the left. The one on the left,
kid with the heart. Yeah,
yeah, that one.
Oh,
or the one on the left, the Molotov flowers. What about the bottom right? That one. So right here, you see a kid on one side. You see a kid what seems to be enjoying the snowflakes that are coming to him, when in reality is just a burning. A burning garbage can.
Damn.
How do they know it's a Banksy? He tags it?
You could just tell. You could just tell, yeah.
Banksy must be him.
Yeah, he's the most successful one for sure. Yeah. I mean, you could say, what's the guy, what's that graffiti writer's name?
That is him, bro.
David Cho? Look up David Cho. David Cho has to be like the richest graffiti writer of all time. He's
really?
The guy that Yeah, this is the guy that painted.
I know. I recognize that guy.
Yeah, he painted a mural at Facebook headquarters when they first started, and they gave him equity in the company.
Wow.
As payment.
Wow.
Equity in the company for That's making crazy. A painting?
Yeah, how much did he make, Matt?
You can look it up. I know our new job, bro.
Fuck it, I'm gonna stop painting.
$200 million.
Yours is pretty good.
The Facebook was valued at $200 million. Public, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, he made around $200 million because in 2005, Facebook offered him $60,000 to paint their office, but he chose to receive Facebook stock instead. Fucking so genius.
This guy's actually him.
$200 million.
Oh, he's smart for that. Good shit, David Chow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But again,
yeah, art's
more,
cool.
I've never seen his letters. That's my only thing. David Cho. Bring up David Cho's graffiti. And again,
you got any art?
Aubrey does. Yeah.
You don't have anything? I promised you a bunch of artwork, didn't I, for your game room?
Nah, I don't think you gave me anything besides.
I owe this one dude a jersey, a 1-of-1 jersey, like the Optic Collector's his name.
That is so sick.
He's got the biggest. That's fine. Yeah. But where's his letters? I want to see his letters. You know what I'm saying? Nah, again, when I say shit like that, I don't want it to come off as disrespectful.
Oh, letters as in like graffiti, like letters.
Yeah, man. Like look up Pose graffiti. Bring up Omens.
Fuck does Bill Kenny want, man?
Like, see these are letters, right? Like you could say that's Omens. You met Omens, Mike. Like look at this. That motherfucker's cold. You know what I'm saying? But he asked questions like, "How big can an alligator get if we?"
That's that is not Omens. That green one.
Nah, that's not him. But if you look to the left. All right. So check this out.
Up until, like, this is where I would be. My head would be here.
Uh-huh.
And, like, this is what, look how big this thing is. My stature ends here.
Fucking hell.
Insane. That
was hard to even get that high.
Did you get ladders? A ladder? Yeah.
A ladder.
Ladder.
I get a fucking ladder. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so there's street
I've
art.
I've never been good at it. I've been so bad. Dude.
Oh my gosh,
I can't draw a fucking straight line.
Oh shit,
me either, man. But look at that, bro. Man, not
I
to
wish
the
I
one
was
right.
Like, good.
Every
at,
time
good
in school,
art.
I would feel so embarrassed fucking drawing.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking.
Remember when we did that fucking painting?
Yeah, you did good.
No, I didn't. My shit looked ass.
Yeah. Well, ants look kind of cool.
Yeah, that shit wasn't that bad, surprisingly.
All right, Matt. Let's get us back on topic. Optic Halo scrims for the first. We already did that. Banks of Payments already did. All right. So, did you guys hear the controversy on the format of the NBA All Star Weekend? I know you guys follow basketball closely.
It's something about like the timeouts or not timeouts, but like the breaks.
I don't know.
That's the only thing that I saw.
I like kind of watched it. I mean, did anybody watch it? Like,
I haven't watched an All Star since maybe like 2015.
I didn't watch it, but I did see the format, and it was like four separate teams in like a bracket style or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
did like four different teams. Like Shaq had a team. Yeah. Who's the bald dude that
Barkley?
Barkley had a team.
Yeah.
Some lady had a team, Candace Parker, I think.
Yeah. Like they all had a team, and it was like a single elimination bracket. They played to like 40 points, whoever got the 40.
LeBron
first.
James backed out at the last second, taking away a spot that could have gone to another person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He backed out? Oh,
but I don't watch basketball, so like.
Yeah. I haven't watched basketball since God retired.
I watch playoff basketball, and that's it.
I just watched someone say, like, one of the players, I think it was like Jay Williams, I think it was his first time ever being an All Star, and he was just saying how, like, he wished he could play more, like, had more time on the court because, like, first to 40. With like some of the people that are playing like in that game are just hitting every shot, so then the game goes like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's like one of the things that I saw like a player complain about, and I think it's just like the competitiveness. Like they don't try, you know, and people wanted to make it more competitive. But
oh yeah, they're not trying. So that means there's no defense. So that means there's open threes. Like that could be like a quarter of game time.
Yeah,
and then you get eliminated if it's single limb. You're just out.
Yeah, just gone.
Good. Get fuck out of here. They don't even compete. Like I saw Wemby get like throw his hands in the air like what the fuck, like waste of time, like somebody let somebody make a layup to the game winner. You know, the NBA All Star Weekend used to be like a competitive ass fucking format.
Yeah, Kobe and shit.
Yeah, like really, really
Kobe
competitive.
Used to go full court fucking pressing.
Full court press. when like Michael Jordan and Kobe guarded each other, like it was like, and you obviously the most competitive basketball players in the history of that, like they really, really like.
Or Shaq used to fucking dunk it on people.
Yeah, no, but like, but like actually, and they would try to stop him, and there would be a little bit of like of like letting some dunks go through just for entertainment purposes, but the majority of the time, somebody had to win, and somebody wanted to win badly.
Yeah,
right. So, I don't know. The dunk contest, was that Mac McClung again?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mac McClung won again.
That bull.
But they, bro.
Let me see this.
Guys, for a little guy, he can fly, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, how tall is he?
Like 6'3",
6'4"? Is he actually, like, tall?
Orlando Magic with our boy, Mr. Jalen Suggs.
Yes, sir.
Whenever he did this one, I think it was it this one where, like, he touched the rim?
Oh, my God, bro. He got
imagine
ups.
Being a hop like that. Like, how fun that would be if you can fly like that? Holy fuck.
Yeah.
But they, you know what they all blame? They all blame LeBron for this, like, for the dunk contest so-called being, like, not as entertaining as really? It once Why? Was. Because Bron, like, when he, like, they asked him to, like, compete, and he just didn't do it. And then ever since then, like, everyone, like, followed Bron, and, like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, if he doesn't think it's cool, then it's not cool.
Yeah, and then no one did it. And then, like, yeah, like, Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine, like, when they did that
Yo,
shit...
Yo, they
oh
are so
God,
good. So
bro.
Good, both those dudes. What? You know what's crazy also? What the fuck? No.
Holy fuck.
I mean, that was all right. I couldn't do it. I'm just saying.
He put two in. Watch.
No, I know. But, you know.
He touched his rim on this one, I think.
Holy shit. He actually has hops, though.
Yeah, see, he just got really, really creative. Again, like one of my favorite dunk artists of all time, this guy, McClung, who happens to be cousins with... Who's his cousin? He's a rapper.
No idea.
Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Riff
Jordans.
Raff?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
He's cousins with Riff Raff.
Yeah, Riff Raff can fucking hoop too.
Yo, that's fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, shouts out McClung. I've been watching him since Ball Is Life, back watching him
way
his
back
highlights
when.
In high school and shit.
Shout out Ball Is Life, man. All those dudes are fucking
He's
super
been around
cool.
for a while.
Bro, this guy, how can you jump that high? Am I tripping?
Damn, I would tell that guy to bring in those fingers, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get a credit card in the middle of a dunk.
Weep!
I'd be like, don't smell your fingers.
Jesus, this guy's fucking flying.
That is. I wanted to obviously take a moment to say hello to the sponsors. So give me a second, and then I have some. I want to know what's up, man. I want to know what's up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What are some of your relationship green flags? For me, I think it's my passion. I think it's my courage, and I think it's my ability to be awesome. I don't know if those are actually green flags, but I don't know. What are your green flags? Often we talk about our red flags that we should avoid. But if we focused more on building green flags for ourselves, then we would often look for those green flags in partners, in friends, and in people. If you're not sure what your green flags look like, therapy can help you identify those green flags and actively practice them in your relationships and embody the green flag energy for yourself. Whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that you love back. And one of the best ways to get therapy and build those green flags is with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a great service because you can talk to a therapist online via face-to-face communication, via just voice communication, or if you're not comfortable with that, you can also type to them as well, via chat room, I guess you could say. BetterHelp is fully online. It makes therapy affordable and convenient, and it serves over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 therapists with a wide range of specialties. Very easy to switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/optic to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/optic. Are you looking for a boost in the bedroom? Hims is here to help with personalized ED treatments, and of course, it is all online. When a car breaks down, you take it to a mechanic with no hesitation. You need it is not something that most guys can fix themselves. Men should think the exact same way when it comes to ED, but the reality is you might be hesitant to seek help. Thankfully, through Hims, you get access to personalized ED treatment without stepping outside of your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with the access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable hard mints, Viagra and Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% cheaper. Just answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment options. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. That's hims.com/optic. The products mentioned are chewable compound products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscriptions required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So we are back. Huge shout out again to our sponsors. We had an 0-6 weekend. Now, obviously, a lot of pressure has come down upon me.
AG spawned in. He's 0-6.
Listen,
it's AG, bro. He's a problem. It's pretty obvious.
Well, hold on. I just. First of all, like, let's tell the truth. Who run? Like, doesn't it, Seth is the one that does all the decisions on the team, right?
Seth honestly tells us what to do every round of S&D.
Dude, come on, man. Please, God. Please.
Guys, you're hearing it from the horse, from three horses' mouths. It's gum.
I mean,
the amount of people that listen to me, okay? It's like this, man. Competition's like this. Sometimes we're fucking gangster. Sometimes we're not so gangster. What do you guys have to say?
I mean, my perspective, you know, obviously bringing up AG, he hasn't played competitive since what was your last match? I think it was Boston or was it C9?
D9
was like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, right now it's kind of like a learning curve. Like, not only are we trying to focus on ourselves, we're also trying to, you know, inform AG.
Yeah.
And yeah, our S&D, it's. Yeah, it's just a learning process, basically. Obviously, we didn't win a single map, which is pretty fucking AIDS, but, I mean, we've been here before. Major 4 last year, like, literally got last place.
Oh, yeah.
I think we had, what, like, 2 weeks leading up to champs? Obviously, this circumstance is a little bit different, but, I mean, we know that we're just in a slump, and we could easily, you know, we could easily bring it back.
Nah,
that's why
sure.
I'm not tripping. I know the fans, they're pretty, like... I mean,
but it's just how it is, bro. It's just the nature of the business. Like, it just comes with the territory. Like, the way I see it is, you know, I didn't play COD for, like, I played Australian rank play for 2 months. Came over here, like, they just came to a tournament where, like, they didn't play well. So, like, when they come back.
A lot of times I fucking heard that. It's fucking insane. This guy loves saying they just went to a tournament and they didn't want to fucking.
Because people don't understand that, like, they're coming back with their own problems and then I'm coming in trying to learn at the same time. It's like a mixture of two things. Like, they're trying to figure out, like, what the fuck happened at the tournament? Why didn't we win? And then I'm coming in, like, okay, like, let me fucking figure out what the fuck's going on. And then, like, that's a mixture of things. But at the same time, like Ant said, like, we've been through so much shit as a team, like the ups and the lows. Like, we know what like steps need to be taken. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, we feel the sense of urgency, but we don't feel the sense of pressure, if that makes sense.
Ooh.
So, like, we know it's like urgency time because it's our major. We want to fucking make sure we get to winners. But at the same time, it's like the pressure is not there because we've experienced that. You know, it's different. So,
yeah. It's way worse leading up to champs. Like, champs is like, imagine like.
Bro, imagine being one. Imagine being 12 seed and coming 12 before champs.
Major 4 last year was actually like the worst.
Bro, that was the trenches. That was literally the trenches.
That's like the biggest tournament. That's everything that you've practiced for. Whereas if like this is just like we lost two online matches. Like AG barely came in. Like that's why for us, we just at the end of the day we just want to get a winners and we want to obviously just fucking win.
Yeah.
Now I understand that there is like there's a small minority of people who are, like, very all up in arms. Like, you got to do this, Hector, you got to do that, you got to drop blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, literally going up into this weekend, like, it was everybody's understanding. We all talked about it, that they were going to go in heavily under-practiced, right? Obviously. So anything that happened this week, and we went up against FaZe, who is a fucking well-oiled machine right now, you know? So I for one, like, I've been, like, you guys have been here before. I've been here before.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
A lot of times.
It would have been good timing for a Falcons series.
It
would have been a great weekend to have, like, okay, we lost 3-0 to FaZe. Next match is Falcons.
I was fucking around with AG. I was like, yo, do we play Falcons?
But it's good because we only have one match this week, and then it's the minor. So yeah. Then it's like, we have a good time to, like.
Yeah, that's what I was saying on the watch party. I was like, yo, like, this was a bad weekend. Obviously, thank God they only got one match next weekend. Because, like, if you guys come in and have another bad weekend, at least you don't got to play twice. Like, yeah. And
no, then we just need as much practice as we can get right now.
Exactly.
That's like the biggest thing.
Dude, the fucking chat. Oh, man.
It's horrendous, isn't
it? Oh, man.
That's what we're all on the same team, man. This is always how it's going to be. Like, it's gonna spill into Halo. They're going to ask all the guys in Halo what they feel. Obviously, Formal's going to give his opinion. They're going to ask the watch party.
They actually love it. They love hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Dude,
yeah.
Nah, they were like, dude, Skump won't even say Ken's name. I'm like, like, dude, what do you want me to do? Sit here and say that my friend is getting fucking...
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going to do that. Like, yeah, he had a couple bad series. The fuck are you looking at?
Yeah. No,
it's like, you know, I'm just not going to do that because I honestly, like, I say it all the time, but I have full faith in you guys, you know, all four of you to fix it. Yeah. And like Ant said, it's two regular season league matches. Like, you guys aren't going to be struggling to make champs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it's just funny because, like, because even last year when we, imagine before we lost, and then, like, that's where the next day I wake up and fucking people on, like, talk shows and shit. Oh, like, how you guys feel after beating Optic?
Yeah,
and these people are literally like, yeah, fuck it. I don't know what they were doing and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yesterday, AG got so tight. He was like, where the fuck is Pollux and Estra? Like, dude, these guys are on ESPN on fucking talk shows and shit.
Yeah. I love it, though. For me, just fucking, I love that shit. I just know everything.
Yeah,
dude.
AG's actually good.
I look for that shit. Like, I'm not someone that, like, you know, people are like, get off your phone. I'm fucking looking for shit to find.
Yeah, to yeah.
Just
yeah.
Keep it. I'm looking. Fuck yeah. I'm searching.
You heard me, right? I'm like, I want this motherfucker to be angry out there. Yeah,
bro. I know shit. I have that.
You know, and they're like, yo, back last year, like, oh shit, we gotta play Optic next. Like, now they're like, oh, it's Optic. Yeah, shut the fuck up. No, the fuck is not. No one's thinking like that.
Definitely not at Allen Center, that's for sure. Wherever the fuck that tournament is.
Yeah, the Allen Center.
Well, yeah, it's not the same, like,
it's not the same layout where it's a 360 or almost 360 degree view. It's more traditional, but it's still halfway
to. It's like a normal stage.
Yeah, it's like a normal, more of a normal stage, but the people on the side of the stage also have, like, a really good view.
Oh, so it's basically like the Madrid one, because Madrid was basically like that. Like,
how packed was Madrid?
Like a normal match.
It was like.
We're still facing each other, though.
It was like, huh?
Yeah.
We're still looking at them, like, straight ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Madrid was, like, not that bad. I mean, on the sides, it was way more packed. And then, like, over there, there was, like, I don't even think anyone was there. Actually, oh, yeah, he went there.
Hey, look at me, but that was fucking...
Yeah, no, there was mainly people on the side. And then, like, obviously, like, down low. There was no one, like,
you were watching?
Yeah, at Bondi Beach on the icebergs. watching them get fucking slammed.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. Obviously, we're going to throw a great event. I mean, Corey Dunn is a fucking legend. What we have planned this year is going to be sick. We actually have a meeting tomorrow about, because he asked me, he's like, hey, do you want to bring in some of, like, the old school jerseys? We can have like that. I'm like, if we're going to do that, then let's, like, actually try to build, like, a mini museum of all the old shit. So there's going to be a lot of cool old school pieces from 6050. You know me, I keep fucking everything. So I got some stuff to pull out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's fire.
But yeah, I'm excited to see the bounce back because I know it's going to happen. So
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We were trying to do replica rings for the 2017, but I don't think that we're going to get the permission to use some of the designs of the ring. So we can't do a replica. So now I'm thinking, since we can't do a replica, do we do just like a championship ring? Like, that's, I don't know what I feel. I'm conflicted as to whether or not we release a commemorative championship 2017 ring if it's not a replica.
Yeah. What have you guys done with your, like, the ring that you guys got? Like, have you guys ever worn it again, or you guys just place it somewhere?
No, I wear it every event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
I wear my two Halo World Championships, the championship that he got me, and then very soon the one that you guys got us.
Wait, the one that we're getting, did you ask for a ring size already or no?
No, not yet.
I don't even know.
Do you know what ring size you
are? Get that shit.
I don't even know either. To be honest, I don't even know what the fuck that ring size is. What do you do with your sets? Do you just like put yours somewhere nice, like somewhere?
Yeah,
safe?
It's just in my room, like in a little like case.
Yeah,
dude, I'm getting replicas made of both of the gold X Games gold medal chains. I'm also wearing that every time there's something.
Yeah,
back.
I got one of my gold medals around Baby Yoda, like dude. A little Baby Yoda fucking mannequin.
Yeah,
oh that goes.
I'm gonna wear the belt like, as the belt buckle, and then the chain and the rings.
Holy fuck, you're gonna be fucking.
Yeah, but he's gonna be swagged out, dude.
Rey Mysterio.
Hey, Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio. All right, let's end it on something positive. The weather this week.
Holy it's going to be shit. Fucking dog shit.
Freezing.
Yeah. There is 30 days until the Optic Major, so make sure that you go and try to get some tickets. Matt, can you scroll down a little bit?
Are you guys streaming streams?
Yeah, you snooze on
I
that.
Mean, I want to
I was about to come in your chat yesterday when you were like, going off and shit. I was like, yo, are you streaming Scrims? Because I knew you would laugh at it.
I'm still done. I mean, honestly.
Listen, first of all, you were pushing for it. So you gotta.
Like, if not.
Secondly.
But, like, if not this week, you guys still plan to.
Yeah, in the future.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
This week?
This week?
No, say no.
Honestly, it's up to the tune, to be honest. Because that's the biggest thing is that I never want the tune to be uncomfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like sure. Obviously everyone's on Ken's ass, and not saying that like it would care, but yeah.
Just trying to watch.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch.
I can only imagine. There's nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's like
rank play is just fucking.
Well, yeah, I'll get on play for like between 5 and 6 hours, and then I'm just like after like the 5 hour to 6 hour mark, it depends on the day, I'm just like yeah. I can't, because we literally sit there and play the same people,
same map
every morning.
Yeah,
it's like we just
wait play. How was the stream in Scrims and Cold War like whenever you guys had comms on, like was it like how do I explain it, like you actually enjoyed it, like it was cool? Did you remember that time period?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind it. Are you guys gonna do comms on?
No, I would.
If we did comms on, I fucking.
If you guys did comms on, that would be fucking crazy.
I would, trust me. If I could, I would. But
fuck
obviously,
me.
Like,
I'd have to do some fucking training, fucking before that.
everyone has their mics on except for fucking Pred, but you can still hear. you can still hear some.
I'm pretty sure we would still mute out like in between maps.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't think we would sit there with comms on the whole time. I can't really remember though.
Remember that one time on Six Star when you fucking pulled up the VOD?
Oh yeah.
This is why I like it. Like that, this level of competitiveness is like you need that bully in game, the in game bully. You know what I'm saying? You need that
100%.
Hell yeah, I'm fucking hype. I'm really, really hype. Anyway, 30 days till the Optic Major. Buy the tickets now. Link will be in the description. We certainly appreciate everybody stopping by, saying hello, and watching this podcast. Please share it with someone. Don't be selfish and leave a like. Unless, of course, you miss the like button with a misclick because your aim sucks. But if your aim is good, like mine, then yes, leave a like. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.